Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody get up.
Bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, Mac.
Mac truck. I'm a screen nigga, all I do is talk, yeah. Want me in your city, nigga, know they gon' play. I ain't looking for a free throw, looking for a free throw. Cuban link chain on my neck, weigh a kilo. Nigga just violated, piss dirty to his T.O. On a real nigga scale, 1 to 10, you a 0. Damn, met a bad bitch, she was Creole. On the west coast, but she said she from the N.O. Act right, get your life changed. Fuck a purse, you can get the last name. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas sell dope a gangbang. Me and Cash just to act right. Game in a foreign, you don't look right. In the club, got some bottles on replay. Tryna break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, and act right. Act right, right, act right. Money don't fold, is it act right? Act right, act right. Nigga playing games, is it act right?
Stay on top, motherfucker, free boost. Riding in my Lamborghini with the dope man. Chicken came with the stamp, might be the shit. I got a rooster in my Rari, might be your bitch. Said I pull up to this bitch and that event to door. I make your bitch pass out, straight hit the floor. Said I never seen a car like that before. And what's that thing sticking up? Said that's the door. I told YG I'ma go ride the whip. And you just hanging out the window, ghost ride the clip. I made my first $250,000 off the blow. He won a 9-piece chicken, took that to go. Now I'ma tell you like this, y'all motherfucker lit. Kilo all day, motherfucker, I'm tripping. But if you run up on me, niggas thinking I'm slipping. Michael Jordan with a chopper, man, I hit you like zipper. That ain't right.
In the club, got some bottles on replay. Trying to break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, act right. Act right, act right, act right. Money don't fold, is it act right? Act right, act right. Nigga playing games, get it act right.
Like an ordinary lion. Thinking I ain't gon' set this bitch on fire. No bias, the home of the ghost rider. Two tires, Susie get on beats and start riots. I'm ballin', no lying, they hatin', don't try it. Plus my homie snuck in with the iron. No injury like Mayans, got my city with me. And we gon' melt this business. Got 100 racks stacked, that's no menace. Ballin' like 4-5, bustin' like a 4-finesse. Young G finna get the money till I'm finished. Mismatchin' designers, I got finesse. Got these other rapper niggas switchin' up they image. Niggas think it's a game, niggas think I'm something that they could play. Out the bay, finna be the hottest nigga since Stray. HBK told them that we gon' get money. While you in supper club, throwin' up your rent money, huh?
In the club, got some bottles on replay. Tryna break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, act right. Act right, act right. Money don't fold, is it act right? Act right, act right. Nigga playing games, is it act right?
Going, going, back, back to the bank. Rest in peace to myself. I'm a fly nigga, nigga, I take your hoe. I have to leave it, she do me like Coco. The devil talking to me, but I don't hear him. Like I'm deaf like Soto. Fuck you, fuck him, fuck them. Fuck my ex and the four hoes. 100 bottles in the cup, no reason. Niggas start tripping, boom, foul, no fiend. Fendi on my shoes, Fendi on my belt. I'm in the Fendi store, I don't need help. All gold, everything like Trinidad. I went to high school with you, bitch, you Fendi rap. I don't got money problems, I got trust issues. Two things I gotta stay with.
In the club, got some bottles on replay.
Honey,
tryna break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, act right. Act right, act right, act right. Money don't fold, is that act right? Act right, act right. Nigga playing games, is that act right?
Act right, yeah. Got it, that's what we do, nigga. Street nigga shit, no member shit. A-Town shit, huh? Cali nigga to the motherfucking bay. What you say? Huh? Rest in peace, Mac Dre. Yeah. You know what it is? All the world.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Young California.
Out of motherfucking California. Out of motherfucking Fort Irwin, California. I'm out here on the military base. You know what I'm saying? With my sister and my family. You know what I'm saying? Out here chilling on the military base. Big shout out to everybody that's listening in right now, that's logging on, listening in to me right now. I know people still in the bed and everything like that. I know people getting up, getting their day together. You know, big shout out to my girl Vivian West. You know, she's riding with me. Big shout out to my man Victor Fresco. He ride with me this morning. Big shout out to my girl Tara Tara. She's definitely riding with me this morning. And my man Willie Christian out there in San Diego is riding with me this morning. And, you know, we got I'm going to address this right now so I can get this the fuck on out the way and this, that, and the other, because I'm going to keep it 600 about my shit and everything. This motherfucker out here called DJ So Hyphy and everything, who now is about to launch a unsigned hype world, okay, for the local artists, for the local unsigned artists and everything like that, you know. Vivian, I haven't asked him to change the name because I'm just now seeing this shit, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. But this motherfucker is doing a thing called Unsigned Hype World, okay? And he claims it is the new place for unsigned artists, okay? So basically, this motherfucker didn't put up a site and this, that, and the other, and he's like, yo, this is a new place for unsigned artists and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? But once again, you know what I'm saying, once again, it's a motherfucker online trying to, he wants to charge artists and everything like that, and I'm going to keep it 600 with y'all. I don't charge these artists to play their music on my radio show or anything like that, you know what I'm saying? It comes from the heart, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know why people can't be creative in Las Vegas. I don't know why people want to step on other motherfuckers' toes in Las Vegas, this, that, and the other. But look here, player, you know what I'm saying? It'd be best if we work together than to try and work against each other. So obviously I see I'm the competition. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the Skull family. Skull family been riding with me for the longest. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I guess I'm the competition. You know what I'm saying? It just kind of tripped me out. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting myself together. I fucked around and got food poisoned by this little whack ass place up here in Barstow called Pookie's. If anybody ever go to Barstow and run into a motherfucker called Pookie's, stay the fuck away from there, because obviously it's a fucking kitchen nightmare and shit. It's boy, y'all got me on one this morning. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Let me get my shit together and everything. You got your boy Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, from California. It's 6:12 a.m. And, yeah, y'all, this shit has got me a little pissed off and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? It's got me because I can't understand why a motherfucker would want to step on somebody's toes. Can't nobody be creative of their own shit, you know what I'm saying? You can't think up your own shit and this, that, and the other. So, obviously, I must be doing something right, you know what I mean? So, if I'm doing something right, it trips me the fuck out, y'all. It really does. It really does. It trips me the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is this. If I'm doing something right, then be man enough to come to me or woman enough to come to me and say, hey, Fat Man, I like what you're doing, this, that, and the other. How can we work together? I've never taken anything from anyone that didn't belong to me. I've never stepped on anybody's toes or anything like that to make a statement, to make a point, or to try and get over or get ahead. You know, it says in the Bible that your enemies will be used as your footstools. You know what I'm saying? I am a God-fearing man. I hope people out there are God-fearing, too, because I'm the type of nigga, I will come see you, and I will talk to you about this in your face. It takes a real bitch-ass nigga to go behind a motherfucker's back and set up some shit. You know what I'm saying? And when he set up some shit, he don't even go to the source, because obviously this nigga done heard what the fuck I'm doing. He done seen what the fuck I'm doing. Why? Because he is one of my friends on Facebook. So this motherfucker's been watching me like some bitch-ass woman and shit like that, sitting back watching a nigga from the backfield and this, that, and the other. That's all right, though. I got something for your ass, nigga, because next time I find your ass in motherfucking Vegas, I'm coming to see your ass. And this song is dedicated to DJ So Hyphy. Let me get this name right so y'all know who the fuck I'm talking about. DJ So Hyphy out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, is trying to step on your boy Fat Man's toes, and then just came up with his website, Unsigned Hype World. Ain't that about a bitch? This song is dedicated for you.
Westside, yeah. Bank Head. Yeah. They want from.
Where you from, nigga?
Everything.
You got your
y'all get.
But it is.
It been done. My shoe game, my shoe game.
Can't nobody do it.
Can't touch this shit.
I'm a fuck me.
Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch. What you wanna do here? Bitch, I'ma float like Rubel. Still working on getting cool clear. You ain't got none of my shoe gear. Red on the bottom right there, red. Chocolate chill, model, her hair red. Bitch, you ugly, and bitch, you ugly. Both y'all hoes look scary. I don't wanna get married.
Nope.
Chick, you a bird, parry. Ain't so good, these hoes like, boy, get fat, eat salad.
Nah.
Don't round around, no guinea, need no blanket. Got your main bitch on my dick, shit, she ain't nothing.
You lying?
Her hips fast, seen walk past her like she. My Audemars try to touch that. I said, bitch. I bang hoes, riding in the drop top
rain
road. I train hoes, I'm a pimp. Trinidad Jane Cole. Westside, Bank Head. They want from.
Where you from, nigga?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game, my shoe game. You can't touch this shit. Bitch, that hollering about fuck me. Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch. Fly like L train. Me and E Lewis got Chuck boys on. He ain't got that pal, man. With my LDB clip.
Fuck that bitch.
33D shit. You can tell that bitch, man, fuck that hoe. Ain't studying that cheap trick. Sit for birthday. Bitch, where's your skirt at? All I like is blowing it, cause you don't even like perk pack. Y'all niggas so wet. And bitch, you so green. I pull up on the scene in the green saline. Yeah, nigga, I'm too clean. Westside was up first. Y'all nigga, my supper. Fuck that bitch, before I do that shit, I might need me a rubber. Belly on rotund. One whip, four gun.
Bow.
If you see the baby mama, holla, fuck that bitch.
That hoe ain't no one.
Westside,
yeah.
Bank Head.
Yeah.
They want from.
Where you from, nigga?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done.
Done,
my shoe game, my shoe game.
What?
You can't touch this shit.
Hey.
Bitch, that holla about fuck me.
Holla.
Nah, fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch, that holla about fuck me.
Holla.
Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Bitch, that
hoe
about fuck me.
Holla.
Now fuck that bitch.
Bitch, that bank here.
Everything,
y'all did. It been done. My shoe game. Can't touch this shit. Bitch, that hoe about fuck me. Now fuck that bitch.
Got your boy Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct from California, y'all. Fort Irwin, California. I'm out here on the military base. You know what I'm saying? And they won't let me off this base to come back to Vegas to come check this motherfucker and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? So that was my man, Young Dro. Fuck this bitch. You know what I'm saying? And that's basically what I'm on this morning. I'm on some fuck this bitch type shit. You know what I'm saying? And everything with the morning show. You got your boy coming to you live and direct. It is 6:19 a.m., you know what I'm saying, out here in California. You know what I mean? I haven't gotten the weather yet or anything like that. I've just been kind of dealing with everything that has been coming across my computer right now this morning. My sister got me hooked up to this 50-inch widescreen computer. The biggest thing going on right now, the biggest news going on right now is the scramble over the next Fast and Furious. Okay, oh boy, I've been hearing about this shit all weekend, you know what I'm saying? Paul Walker's death, you know what I'm saying? He's Fast and Furious driver, you know what I'm saying? Universal Studios have behind Fast and Furious franchise met on Sunday to discuss the future of the film. According to Hollywood Reporter, reportedly there will be a delay in production. Yeah, no shit. But the movie will not be abandoned entirely. Okay, okay. Well, big shout out to Paul Walker. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, bruh. You know what I mean? I know you're in a better place. Your ass should have been. You should have been watching what the fuck you was doing and everything. You've been driving the fucking cars and these movies and this, that, and the other. But then you drive the fucking car and you blow the damn car up and blow yourself, burn yourself up in it. Now everybody is saying rest in peace to Paul Walker and everything. Did you say rest in peace to the people that was in the car with him? He had another person in the car with him. So that was two people that got burnt the fuck up, okay? So y'all make sure, you know, don't always be caught up in this Hollywood glitz and glamour and this, that, and the other, because there are innocent people out there with these Hollywood motherfuckers that's going through shit and this, that, and the other. They get caught up in the game, all right? So, you know, rest in peace, Paul, you know what I'm saying? But we all know life goes the fuck on. This shit is 43 degrees out here. The high of the day is going to be 64 degrees. You know what I'm saying? It is December. This is my birthday month. Big shout out to everybody. Big shout out to all my Sagittarius out there. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to be getting it in this month. Your boy Fat Man turns 45 this month. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing unsigned hype, y'all, for a long time. And for a motherfucker to step up and then try and take it from me, or to try and dismerch my name, or you know what I'm saying? All the work that it takes in to brand brand and merchandise things and this, that, and the other. Then you got some old bitch ass nigga that's sitting in the background watching you, that's trying to make it as a fucking DJ out here in Las Vegas. Ain't nobody never heard of this motherfucker, but you figure you're going to come up on Fat Man. That's the wrong type of shit to do, because Fat Man is the type of motherfucker that will come and see you, player. I don't give a fuck where you spinning at. I don't give a fuck where you playing at and all of that. I will come see you. We will step outside, and we will discuss this like men. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't, you know, it ain't all about, you know, gun writing and all that shit and this and the other. Because actually what I could do, I could sue your ass for copyright infringement. You know what I'm saying? And this thing. But it's all good, because it's not worth getting into copyright infringement and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? My type of thing is I'm going to come see this motherfucker, and I'm going to talk to this motherfucker like a man supposed to. Two men supposed to sit down and talk and hash shit out. I'm tired of these motherfuckers acting like bitch-made motherfuckers. Fuck everybody at 97.5. Fuck everybody at 88.1 out there in Las Vegas, Nevada, because I done tried to work with every motherfucking body. I done tried to be nice to every motherfucking body. But then everybody want to try and step on my shit and come in my territory. Look here, player. Stop pissing around my motherfucking trees and my motherfucking bushes and shit like that there. I'm tired of you niggas want to sit back and this, that, and the other and smile in the motherfucker's face. And then you want to stab a nigga in the motherfucking back and this, that, and the other. Two can play at that motherfucking game. That's just on some real ass shit. You know what I'm saying? And there's no need to get gangster for some motherfucking music. This is motherfucking music. This is my motherfucking life. You know what I'm saying? I don't know you niggas out here trying to sell these packages and all that shit and everything and get money from these artists. But then again, it makes me think maybe I'm doing the wrong shit. Maybe I do need to start putting prices on the shit that I do. Maybe I do need to start charging you motherfucking artists to play your music on my fucking show every motherfucking Saturday and shit like that. Maybe I do need to charge you artists to do the little shit that I'm doing, these fucking mixtapes and all of this shit. Then here come a motherfucker behind me telling everybody, yeah, this is a new spot. This is what we gonna do. And we gonna do the mixtapes, and we gonna do the PR, and we gonna do the promotion, and we gonna do the radio blast, and this, that, and the other. Not once has this motherfucker said anything about helping an artist perform. Not once has this motherfucker said anything about helping an artist get his copyright straight. Not once has this motherfucker said anything about nurturing an artist and making sure that he can get up on stage and do what the fuck he can do. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with these black men these days. And this is another black man. So I tell you what, Mr. Black Man, when I see your ass, motherfucker, I'm cashing the fuck out.
I'm right around with that nigga. You know we smoking on geese. Hey, can I meet you?
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. But it says so, right around.
Smoking on
Keisha. My daughter's out for me, they say,
I can't meet you.
She fly out hot in the sky, no, I can't see you. Got a condo on my wrist, girl, I'm catching up. Got a condo around my neck,
These hoes all on my back. Let these plugs all on my back. Since they know I'm moving that back. These Louis all on my face. Hope he'll stay up on my waist. But it ain't no me for nothing. So please don't make me catch a case. Cause bitch, I'm bout it. Me walking around with no check on me. Yeah, I doubt it. Your girl ain't finna leave with me. Yeah, I doubt it. And I'm like, what the hell are they talking about? Man, if I got it, I bought it. Cause boy, you know I'm cashing out. But it's this old soul, round, round with that Nina. Round with a hoe named Keisha, smoking on Keisha. My diamonds out for me, they say, I can't, I miss you. She fly, I'm high in the sky, hoe, I can't see you. Got a condo on my wrist, girl, I'm cashing out. Got a condo round my neck, girl, I'm cashing out. But it's this so round, round with that Nina. My diamonds talk for me, they say, I can't, I mean. Okay, I tried to stop, hop in. Hoes, they coming by flocking. Birds, they coming by flocking. Pass them birds like Stockton. Play with my money, I'm popping. No acting, but it's moving. Got spins on the beat, so we ain't losing. Don't act like your hoe ain't true. I done blowed up, yeah, I'm the bomb. Round, round, blowing on stank bomb. Put so good, you stank, mom. Top flow, sweet chilling at the pond. We want a whole load, leave y'all the chrome. Till then, I'm running my check up. And this fucker boo got it, I'm calling my jet up. But it's this hoe, so round, round with that Nina. Round with a hoe named Keisha, smoking on Keisha. My diamonds talk for me, they say, I can't, I miss you. She fly, I'm high in the sky, hoe, I can't see you. Got a condo on my wrist, girl, I'm cashing out. Got a condo round my neck, girl, I'm cashing out. But it's this hoe, so round, round with that Nina. My diamonds talk for me, they say, I can't, yeah, I miss you.
Big pimpin' over here. Time to cop the Maybach, I already had the vert. I got big money vision, Salmon Sosa pigeon. What that mean? That mean they jumping out the kitchen. And I'm on the money mission, nobody can stop me. Just grab your camcorder, press record and go on and watch me. And you can skate on my ice, just like you playing hockey. And in the booth I beat the beat up, call me Rocky, yeah I'm cocky. But it's this hoe, so round, round with that Nina. Round with a hoe named Keisha, smoking on Keisha. My diamonds out for me, they say, I can't, I miss you. G5, I'm high in the sky, hoe, I can't see you. Got a condo on my wrist, girl, I'm catching out. Got a condo round my neck, girl, I'm catching out. But it's this hoe, so round, round with that Nina. My diamonds out for me, they say, I can't, I miss you.
Fort Irwin, California. They got me out here on the military base, y'all. They got me out here on the military base with all these M16s and AKs and shit, Desert Eagles, and this, that, and the other. And a motherfucker want to come and try and fuck with my shit this morning. Ain't that about a bitch? It's like 6:28 a.m. out here, you know what I'm saying, in Fort Irwin, California. It is freaking kind of cold out here this morning too, and everything. You know what I'm saying? It is 43 degrees and fair. You know what I'm saying? Today's gonna be the high of 64. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if anybody watched the NFL yesterday and everything. We're gonna go over some NFL scores and everything like that. But it's another motherfucker who I need to put on blast before I bring one of my callers in. I know Tara is on the line, and I know my man. I know my man Kitty Black is on the line, and this, that, and the other. But right now, I want to bring up. I made a post the other day, and this is something private. Since I'm putting motherfuckers on blast this morning, let me put this nigga on blast. Mr. Grind It Out Records out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. If y'all don't know, this motherfucker's name is Tone the Manager, okay? This is what he goes by, Tone the Manager. His name is Anthony Chappelle or some shit like that. But he's the owner of Grind It Out Records and this, that, and the other. This motherfucker done dropped I don't know how many mixtapes. I think he's up to number 23, 25 and this, that, and the other. And ain't nobody never even heard the first fucking mixtape and shit like that. But what I'm here to tell this motherfucker is pay me my fucking money, okay? I'm tired of you motherfuckers wanting me to host shows and shit like that, and then when your shit is a flop, you can't fucking pay me. But you can always hit me up on Facebook, and yeah, man, this Friday. Well, I tell you what, Mr. Tone Manager, fuck you and that money, that little bit of money that you owe me and this, that, and the other, because I'm going to have more fun putting your bitch ass on blast on my radio show. So for anybody out there that knows Tone, the manager from Grind It Out Records at Las Vegas, Nevada, you tell him that Fat Man said, fuck him with a donkey dick, okay, with a slow roll, all right, because motherfucker, you owe me money. I'm getting tired of this shit. Everybody want to do something and owe me fucking money, but then again, y'all want to turn around and step on my fucking toes, and I ain't done nothing but work with all you motherfuckers, and that's just real motherfucking shit right there. Right now, we about to go to our first call, and this, that, and the other, because I'm too hyped up, and this, that, and the other. Right now, we about to go to our first call. Yo, you got your boy Fat Man up in here. It's to wake y'all ass up morning show. Who is this?
Man, this is Blackness.
Man, what's going on, man? What's going on?
What's happening, man? I woke up this morning to hear you hyped up, and the first thing I see is this nigga, Lex Unsigned. Who the fuck is this nigga?
This motherfucker, man, this motherfucker is DJ So Hyphy out in Las Vegas and shit like that. This motherfucker is calling himself, I guess this motherfucker been watching me, you know what I'm saying, and now all of a sudden he wants to come up with the Unsigned Hype World, okay? Yeah. And he has the nerve to say this is a new place for unsigned artists to come and blah, 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 blah. So that lets me know he's been watching me.
Yo, man. Let me put something out there in the whole motherfucking Las Vegas, Nevada, the Las Vegas, to all you niggas in Las Vegas. Y'all trying to do this unsigned hype shit. Y'all trying to do these clubs and shit. Do it have any meaning on it, or is you just getting money? You ain't doing nothing for these artists, because most of the motherfuckers in Vegas don't even have a website. They don't even, ain't never been to a record company at all. Who the fuck are you niggas? What niggas y'all got signed? What niggas have y'all went to Death Row, went to Universal, Gaffin Records, right in your own backyard in California? You niggas ain't never left Las Vegas. Who the fuck are you cowards? Who the fuck are you cowards? I want to know who the anybody doing shit in Vegas. I'm representing Las Vegas to the realest, nigga, West Side to the fullest. Who the fuck are you coward-ass niggas? Who the fuck are you young-ass niggas trying to do this music game, running behind these gazinos, for nothing? And then y'all, all you artists, are running behind these nothing-ass niggas that ain't never did nothing in the industry at all, with no website, no transaction. Nigga, they getting your money, taking y'all asses to the club so they can smoke some weed the next day. Nigga, fuck y'all niggas. Do something for these artists. What the fuck are y'all doing? That's what I'm on some other shit. The niggas better not never see me in the street, because they can't compare to what I do. I'm Kenny Black. I'm on the stock market, niggas. On the stock market with an idea, niggas. Y'all niggas stop playing with niggas' real music, niggas. We gonna start calling y'all nickels, not dime, nickels. Y'all the new niggas, new nigga hype show. That's what we gonna call y'all. Anybody wanna talk to me about that shit, that's what we gonna call them, new nigga hype show. That's what we gonna, I'm gonna put a blast out. I'm the number one marketer in the nation. I wanna know who the fuck Lex is. You ain't getting no respect, homie, because you coming to the G's disrespectful. We G's in this game. We ain't no new niggas.
Yeah.
We ain't no new
exactly.
Niggas from around the
no,
block.
No, 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 no. Hold on. Let's get this straight. It's not DJ Lexo. It's DJ.
No, I knew it ain't Lexo.
It's DJ So Hyphy. You know what I'm saying, and everything like that.
Why you,
they think,
how's he a DJ and trying to unsign motherfucking hype, and he ain't even been on? Who the fuck is this nigga?
Exactly. I don't know.
Who the fuck?
I don't know.
He's not even on. The nigga don't have. The niggas are probably DJing flyers. Nigga, what kind of artists are y'all putting on? Y'all Vegas motherfuckers, stop playing around with these coward-ass niggas. And I ain't saying it's Vegas. Vegas niggas, go somewhere. Everybody in Vegas has left Vegas. Let's give a prime example. Who in Vegas has been successful, motherfucker? You got
exactly.
702. They out of business, but they left Las Vegas to to get away. You have Neil left Las Vegas. Do you think the only niggas that y'all supposed to be getting with, try to get with Neil? Neil is running a fucking record label, Motown record label. Why would y'all want to fuck with anybody in Vegas? Go fuck with that nigga. Y'all ain't got no contacts to get to that nigga, because all these right. niggas in Vegas ain't got no contacts, my nigga. They can't call one motherfucking person that's been on, not one. They can't call one artist that's had a record deal, that's been on a Billboard charts. So stop playing. This goes for you models that think y'all pretty. Nigga, Vegas look at y'all like hoes. Stop playing, motherfuckers. Everybody stop playing with this music game. Y'all need to just kill yourselves. Y'all, because stop playing with this. Y'all new youngsters, y'all with the same ass beat, the same ass producer. What the fuck are y'all doing out here, man? I'm putting all y'all niggas on blast. Y'all doing shit for no reason. No reason at all. Yep. And y'all trying to look yep. good in front of Las Vegas people? Well, these niggas out here in Las Vegas work at the casinos, nigga. They ain't never been in no music industry at all.
Right.
A club. So stop playing right. with real motherfuckers that's doing this for our livelihoods. We do this for real. We don't have no other job. This is our game. So if y'all motherfuckers playing with the game, look out, because I'm going to put your asses on blast every time I do. And Gazino, holler at me, niggas. How you getting all these coward niggas up in your club, nigga? This Kenny Black. Zeno, holler at Kenny Black, man. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You got coward niggas bringing your name down in a spot that you built, and you got these coward-ass niggas. Everybody need money, man, but don't get the money that way, man, with these they unsigned. That's right.
Right.
Unsigned hype. The
right.
whole motherfucking
exactly.
clan.
That's what it
height.
Is. Unsigned height. That's what Vegas. It is. And I will well, never go back. I will never go back to casinos again from the way they treated me the last time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The last week, last Sunday when I went up there and everything, and you got this deep underground shit that's not even professionally ran, and you got this little nigga that's in training. I hate little motherfuckers that wear skinny jeans and the backpacks that try and look like motherfucking, Kanye West, and this, that, and the other. I slap niggas like that, you know what I'm saying? And this, that, and the other. I take niggas like that to Jackson, Michigan, up to the prison, and I let them niggas do what they fucking do to them niggas like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I hate motherfuckers like that. And then when you go out and you represent, and I've been representing for all the DJs in Las Vegas, Nevada. Way before all of this shit even started. We could even go way back to DJ Lexo if we want to. Because I just showed all these niggas love. But it's all good, though. It's all good. That just lets me know, Kenny, that I'm doing something right. And I ain't gonna stop. I'm going to do it even harder. I'm going to really do it to death now. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is this. Let's clear something up, Kenny. Will you tell these motherfuckers where you're at on the stock market, please?
Nigga, my company is called IntroBuzz, and I walked away from $8 million, my nigga. I created a concept so all you artists, actors, celebrities can talk to the fans, your favorite artists, for a dollar amount. You feel what I'm saying? Hit the stock market. I was at $5 a stock market. I resigned because the white folks put my name on some other shit, and I did 40 years in prison behind that shit. So listen, motherfuckers. Listen, you dirty motherfuckers out here in Las Vegas. You backstabbing bitches-ass niggas. Stop that shit, Las Vegas, because y'all giving the real niggas in Vegas real bad names. And it ain't the niggas in Vegas that's doing it. It's these other niggas that move in that's trying to do this other shit. But Vegas niggas, y'all shouldn't even represent that shit. Y'all new artists that's trying to get on. Y'all not even doing y'all research. Y'all just jumping from club to club out here in Vegas. For what? What are you guys performing for? You got a little track, and you're performing for these niggas in Vegas. What the fuck for? Are you guys scared to really get into the industry? Because you know there's millions. Y'all got y'all asses eat up in California. Y'all bring that bullshit to California. Ain't nobody looking at y'all because y'all ain't got no. First of all, y'all ain't got no. Y'all ain't even on no iTunes. Y'all ain't selling shit. Y'all ain't got no CDs made. You're still trying to make CDs. They don't even make CDs for fucking cars no more. So why y'all still on CD players? Nigga, y'all ain't got no downloads. Y'all ain't got no website. The only website y'all got is Facebook or MySpace. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. And then you want niggas to pay $5 for your CD? Nigga, my car don't even got a CD player in it. What the fuck am I paying you $5 for? Nigga, let's get this shit straight. Stop doing things backwards, you. And I'm blaming you artists because y'all not doing y'all due diligence finding out who the motherfucker is before y'all go jump on their back, talk about this and that. That nigga could be a killer. Kill all rappers in Las Vegas. I don't know what the fuck. Who is he?
Who I don't know, man. Is he,
y'all?
You know, I don't know.
Don't
I don't
know.
Don't
get yourself up in an outrage on these niggas, because if you don't have haters, you don't have shit. If ain't nobody
right.
talking about you, fat man, that means you ain't shit. So
right.
congratulate this nigga. Say, how you doing, hype show? Good job, motherfucker. Good
right.
job. Now show me where your paper at. Show me where
yeah.
your paper at. Nigga probably still riding around in buckets living at home with his mom on there. That's
right.
how niggas do
right.
it out here. They live off their girls, and then they ain't got nothing to show for it or none of that shit. And these niggas be on some crazy shit, man. So I'm just, you know, and it's probably going on all over the world. But Vegas, y'all don't even understand. It ain't the black people that hate y'all ass. It's these white folks that hate y'all asses out here. That's why you at casino. They don't want you on the strip, you niggas. They don't want y'all dirty asses on the strip. They pimping y'all just like they pimping these hoes that dance on the tables, then jump off the table and dance and sell some cards for your ass, throw you some cards. That shit, they pimping to the all-time fullest, man. Y'all got to look at the real reality of this shit. So all you stripper girls that's dancers and trying to deal a nigga 21, nigga, real nigga, bust y'all here, then y'all deal them some bad cards and then go on the floor and start
exactly.
dancing. Nigga, come on.
Exactly.
This is the only
and
place
see,
in
this,
the world.
This is what they don't understand, Kenny. This is what they don't understand, man. And after this, we gonna keep this pushing to this idea. This is what they don't understand. Big shout out to all the real niggas out there. This is real nigga talk. You know what I'm saying? My man Dion MacDrizzy just chimed in and everything, and he's saying yeah, man. Kenny Black is talking real shit. That's what it is. It's about the real shit that's going on out here in Vegas and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is this, man. Motherfuckers need to get a life. Leave me the fuck alone, because you're dealing with real OGs. I can honestly say that I'm an OG in this game. I've been in this game since I was fucking 14 years old, okay? When I was singing in the church with my mama and everything like that. It started with a church background. I've had a solid upbringing ever since then. You know what I'm saying? And I cherish my mom and my daddy for being in my ass and making me do right and know right from wrong and things like that and teaching me how not to take from somebody, teaching me to be my own fucking man. But this is what one thing that these people need to realize. When you're an OG, you go and you go sit down and you go see niggas. And you go see motherfuckers and you ask them in their face, what's going on? Because I'm not going to talk to you through text message. I'm not going to talk to you through Facebook. I'm going to find out where you at. I'm going to find out where you're spitting at. I done already found out where he's at out here in California. I just can't get to him. Okay? I know where he at. Because I'm the type of joker, I do my research. Okay? This is what people don't know about Fat Man. You think I sit in front of a fucking computer all day just listening to music and looking at bitches? No, I do research on motherfuckers. I know where this nigga's at out here in California. I know what lounge.
Wait. You ain't tell me
he's
the nigga's from California.
No.
Nigga from
California. He's out here in California now. He must have did a show this weekend or something like that. He out here in Cali. He's saying he's from Las Vegas and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And you know, my man D. Jones said he about to smoke a blunt on these hating ass motherfuckers.
Nigga,
I don't
I'm smoking
blame
right
you,
now. You got me hot as a motherfucker up in my house, nigga. I even got the baby bringing me a blunt right now. Like, daddy, calm down. You know, nigga, calm down.
You know
I'm rolling for you, Papa.
You know what I'm saying? Shit.
No, but
it just gets to where like this. Real recognize real. Y'all got to stop doing this shit, this dick riding and all this shit and everything, and doing this behind-the-back, hokey-pokey type shit. Come sit down with a man and discuss what's going on. I've never taken anything from a man that I couldn't, or snatched something that he didn't work hard for my own will and for my own good. Everything that I've done was created for me. For my brain, for my ideas, I've never had to use nobody else's ideas to get over. This is what pisses me off. But you know what? Like you said, Kenny, I'm doing something right because the streets is watching. Everybody is watching. Everybody on Facebook is watching.
And I want to ask all these artists, all these people that's following this nigga, ask yourself and stop doing just because you want to perform in Las Vegas. Ask yourself, y'all haven't even did no research on this nigga. Like, have this nigga signed anybody? Who, if you run an unsigned, a new unsigned hype show, why are you doing it? Is it a record deal? What packages? Can we talk to somebody of importance that have did something with you? The motherfucker ain't got nothing. You understand? No. Tell that nigga to make one phone call, and I ain't talking about to Warren G or a nigga that he might know or a motherfucking niggas from Vegas that he might know. Nigga, get on the phone and call Universal, Gaffin Records, Def Jam, Motown, and talk to somebody. You know why he can't do that? Because he don't know no motherfucking body. You can't. They won't even let you call in. The operator stop you right there. Who would you like to talk to? Frank? Frank who? Oh, I don't know the nigga last name, but I know him. Nigga, they hang up on your ass. Man, get the fuck out of here. That's what they do. Get the fuck out of here. So I'm telling, like, you got to come and we ain't banging on you, homie. Come and holler at a nigga. It might be some things that y'all can work together with, but don't just sit up here and come on some new shit, especially when G's involved, nigga. And don't think this we ain't banging on you little niggas.
No,
we're not banging
on
you little niggas.
I'm too old for that, but I will definitely check a motherfucker OG style and this, that, and the other and everything like that because you're being disrespectful.
Like y'all got friends? Like y'all niggas got friends, your little gangbanging friends? Y'all got to realize, nigga, we OG, so we always got somebody looking over our shoulders. So, nigga, if it goes down, it always go down. It going to stay down. But we ain't fighting on no motherfucking music when y'all niggas ain't doing shit. You should have just let that shit go, Fat Man, because this nigga's a nobody. Who is this nigga? He ain't from Vegas. He from Henderson. But nigga,
man,
if you from Vegas, holler at a real black nigga from the Vegas West Side, nigga. I'm from West Side of View, nigga. Stop playing, you nickel-ass nigga. Nickel-ass niggas, y'all go home and get in the bathtub, because we finna put y'all asses on blast, my nigga.
Exactly,
and if y'all want
to
know who I am, I'm Kenny Black.
We about to set y'all in the tub with a motherfucking radio plan that's plugged up, man, and this, that, and the other, so we can really shock your ass and everything, you know what I'm saying? He's a fucking nobody and everything, so, you know, big shout-out to my girl Tara. She said this is old school. It's old school rules. He perpetrating a fraud. He biting. Yeah, that's true. He biting the rhyme, old backstabbing ass rapper. This, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Look here, y'all. It's 6:48 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You've been talking to my man. I let my man Kenny Black come on the air and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about this shit about a motherfucker who then all of a sudden started an unsigned hype world website. So you know I am putting his ass on blast. And he's from Las Vegas. So you know I'm going to go see this nigga. I'm going to talk about this nigga. He better hope. Like I told you, I done my research. I know where this nigga is out here in L.A. He's spinning at a club out here in L.A. Look here. Look here. There is no man that can't get God. Only man that can't get God is Jesus. And he already did. Okay? So
yeah,
on that note, yo, Kenny, I'm going to let you go, man. I appreciate you calling in, man. We're going to keep this show moving and this and the other, man. I will hit you as soon as I get back to Las Vegas, all right?
Man, good love, man. And you be careful out there in L.A., man. Don't lose your cool, OG.
Check this out. Let me let y'all know something. I'm on a military base with my sister, okay? My sister shoots a 50 cal. On top of the Jeep, okay? My sister rides on top of the Jeep and busts at motherfuckers with a 50 caliber motherfucking gun. I am not worried about shit. My nephew is right around the corner. He's also in the military, on the same military base, okay? I am not worried about shit. Any motherfucker that can get out here, he a bad motherfucker. And that's just real talk. And she already in the background talking about, come on with it. So it's all good, man. Kitty, I'll be back, man. I'll be back before the week. Kitty laughing. I'll be back before the week is out, man. We going to keep this shit 600, man, and we're going to put these motherfuckers on blast, all right?
Man, holla black.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is, y'all. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Real quick, I want to give a big shout out to the South family. My man, Shooter Mac, and it's that and the other. My man Shooter Mac, he just lost his auntie. She's been battling a long time with brain cancer and everything. And if I'm not mistaken, she just passed this weekend. And I know my man Shooter's taking it a little hard and everything. I was there with him the first time when we had the scare and everything like that. Just want to give a shout out to my condolences out to that family and everything. Fat Man got love for y'all. I never got a chance to meet the auntie. Just heard a lot of good things about her. She was pulling through. She was doing so well in fighting this, but I guess she couldn't fight no longer, y'all, and it was time for her to go home. So, you know, rest in peace, sweetie, because I know you're in a much better place than where the hell we at right now. You know what I'm saying? So much love, you know what I mean? And I guess you're in paradise.
This before, acting like the L's can't bag them no more. Nightgown dragging on the heated marble floor. Flash Cartier when you open up the door. Slide these on, baby. So butter, still relate to the gutter. Just your lifestyle's different, spirit uplifted. Fell in love with a cat who's gifted. Journey back to paradise, damn, I missed it. Pop a bottle, light a purple candle. I got something that you can't quite handle. That's why you love me. Pour bubbly, glow from the flame, make your skin shine lovely. I'm singing, baby. Touch it, why don't ya? 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 Hey girl, oh girl. Hey girl, I wanna rock your world. Paradise is very nice. Next phase is this, Black Sand, Tahiti, 10 days to reminisce, God's my witness. I paid the price for paradise, so I'm living this. I never limit myself to L's, fearless. Lay back while I illuminate the darkness. Like it smooth, don't you? Make it move, won't you? Think I won't? Take it to your peak, I know the mother cats don't, and it won't stop. This is beyond paper. First I get your mind right, then I might drape ya. Never pimpin', raise my girls well. Young thoroughbreds get schooled by Uncle LL. C double, L tattooed on the bubble. Lay the mink down, let you walk over a puddle. True love is so rare, but don't you worry, I ain't going nowhere. You know why? Paradise is very nice. One hand on the jelly, at the telly on the celly. Get that money, Ellie. Please believe it. If the mind can't conceive it, then the man can't achieve it. You gotta breathe it. And I breathe deep, I'm one with the universe. Minimum 10% go to God first. Lay back, baby, close your eyes. Ice on the pinky finger froze your thighs. So much shake, baby, the waterbed fries. Walk around nude in the suite yelling, recognize. Do your dance, baby, pour me a glass. It feels so good to have the world in a smash. Touch it, why don't ya? 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 Hey, girl. Oh, girl. Hey, girl, I wanna rock your world. Paradise is very nice.
If you want it, baby, just hang in here. After your line, I'll take it to paradise.
Paradise is very nice.
Yeah.
Gotta keep your eyes on the prize, baby. Sky's the limit. You can see it. You can be it. It's on you. Word up. Everybody put your hands in the air. It's our time, baby. One love, one God, recognize.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Al Frieda?
Mama. It's Grandma. Ma! Hey, Grandma. Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Al Frieda, please?
This is she.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Listen, I don't mean to call you with no mess or nothing like that. Don't you gotta... one of your grandbabies down there at the college down there in Tuscaloosa.
I don't have a grandbaby down there. I have a daughter down there.
Oh, that ain't your grandbaby?
No.
Well, I don't mean that.
At what college in Tuscaloosa?
Sherman.
Sherman? Oh, you got the wrong one in.
Stillman.
Stillman?
Yeah.
Yes, I have somebody at Stillman.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, you didn't say that. I don't know what you're talking about unless you say what you mean. You have to say what you mean when you're calling me.
Well, listen,
now, anyway, who is this?
Listen, I'm Miss Johnson. Now, my daughter.
Miss Johnson?
My daughter goes to school down there.
At what school?
At Stillman.
You just said it was Spotson or something.
Baby, I can't get all these names right, all these different schools. You understand what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Well, we as parents need to raise our children better.
You right.
Because
so are you raising yours?
That ain't the point. That's not the point. You understand?
Okay, what's the point?
Now, I raised mine right.
Oh, you did?
I raised mine right.
Okay, well, what's the point then? What's the problem?
Well, your daughter acts grown.
She is grown. She's 22.
Well, you should have raised her better because she needs to learn how to talk to her senior.
Talk to her who, baby?
Talk to old folks.
Oh, well,
she don't do right.
She know how to talk to old people.
Because
I can honestly tell you that she respects her elder people.
She's a very sweet young lady.
I mean, in the church, and she's in the choir, and she's... in Sunday school,
and she knows
how to respect her elders.
Well, see, you're not respecting me on this phone.
Oh, okay,
and
Mom.
I'm sorry,
Miss. You said Miss Jenkins?
That's said Miss Johnson.
Miss Johnson. Okay, I'm sorry, Miss Johnson.
And I see where she gets it from.
Excuse me?
I said I see where she gets it from.
You see where she gets what from?
The disrespectfulness.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Johnson.
Well, you need to hold your horses and stop. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
You trying to hang up in my face?
No, I thought that someone clicked on your end. Did someone click on your end?
Well, I don't know how to click over. That's these children's mind.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, what's the problem with my daughter, Miss Johnson?
Well, she had got into it with my grandbaby.
Oh, she did?
And when I...
What's your grandbaby name?
Linda.
Linda?
She got into it with Linda.
Oh, she did. Well,
now,
I need to put her on the three-way so we can find out what happened.
Wait a minute, baby. Let me talk to you first. I don't get children involved in grown folks' conversation.
Okay, then.
You understand?
I guess.
Who's your pastor?
Who is my pastor?
Yes.
That doesn't have anything to do with what's
going
on.
Because I need to know.
Who is your pastor?
What church do you belong to?
Who is your pastor?
Whoever
is. Don't have anything to do with what's going on with my daughter and your granddaughter.
Listen, Sugar, it has a lot to do with it because it starts at church.
Who is your pastor?
You understand what I'm saying?
Who is your pastor?
I asked you first.
I'm not finna tell you till you tell me who your pastor is.
First of all, you need to lower your voice.
First of all, you fixing to get a hang-up in your face because you called here with some mess, and I know my daughter don't even know no number at no whatever college you said down there in Tuscaloosa. First of all, you need to get your facts straight about the college.
Wait a minute. Calm down. Now, if you keep hollering at me, I'm going to have to come over there.
Baby, bring your hands on over here.
Oh.
If you think you big and bad, you
everybody
bring your hands over
morning.
Here right now. But I tell you exactly why. You don't even know what I'm saying.
Give me your address.
Baby, you call my damn house.
I ain't no killer, but don't push me.
Oh, bitch, man, you done got the right damn one that night, man. You bring your ass over here. See if you don't get this fat man, man. If your ass out here with some bad bitch.
Wait a minute. Listen here. You done scared me. You done made my nerves bad.
Well, you done made my nerves bad, too, because you called him with some damn
You got your voice back, man, killing everybody. Boy, everybody is on one this morning. I had to cut that line off and just said the other boy. I swear, everybody is on one this morning. It's 7:01 a.m. out here in California, Fort Irwin, California. I'm out here on the military base, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We just on one this morning. Right now, I got my girl Tara on the line and this, that, and the other. And I'm pretty sure Tara got some nigga news for us this morning and this, that, and the other and everything. You can wake your ass up morning show. Who is this?
Wake your ass up.
What's going on, sweetie?
I seen that bullshit homeboy trying to play. But you know what? Like the white women say, don't fight that nigga. Physically fight that nigga in his pockets. If he sell one record in Harlem, if he sell a nickel bag in Harlem, nigga, you get a cut.
Right. Exactly.
So copyright, make sure you got your shit copywritten, right? You got it in the Library of Congress that it belonged to you. That's all you got to do. And if he say unsigned anything, nigga, pay me.
Right.
Just like Eazy-E did Dre, nigga, pay me. Any record you sell, I get paid. So, you know what I'm saying? If he want to do it like that, before he even get off the ground, shut that shit down. This shit is tactical warfare on these niggas.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't understand why people aren't capable of creating their
lack
own
integrity. They lack integrity. Stand on their word. You know what I'm saying? The rap game right now ain't nothing but a modern age chitlin' circuit.
Right.
Niggas dancing jigs, putting on blackface. Don't nobody understand what the fuck half of them be saying anyway. You know what I'm saying? Niggas will steal your shit. That's because they don't law. They forgot about the old school rap rules. Nigga, perpetrating a fraud and biting is not allowed. And the moment a nigga say something, another nigga trying to figure out how they going to put the remix on what that nigga said.
Exactly. 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 I don't know. It's a thing of it gets to where it starts to be disrespectful. That's just like what you were saying, you know, going out there and working at the recreation center and the lady sitting there being ungrateful and this, that, and the other. Ain't got no reason to be ungrateful. But as soon as the guy came around and asked her, is everything okay? Oh, yeah, everything's fine, sweetie, and this, that, and the other, and all of that, and you know what I'm saying, and everything. You dick riding. You're not keeping it 600. You know what I'm saying? You want
to
say
another
one
nigga
thing.
Instead of asking the nigga how to get it, you going to try to steal their shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that goes all the way back to motherfucking Africa. This shit ain't no shit no white people created. That shit is negative.
Okay.
Africa got a caste system where some niggas don't like other niggas based on what they got. And if you want a lower caste, you're called an Igbo or a slave. You know what I'm saying? Slavery in America is totally different from slavery in Africa. Because they over there enslaving each other. The reason we over here is because of that bullshit. The Africans sold other Africans into slavery, and the white people came like, oh, shit, y'all niggas got slaves? Let me get five of them. And so when the tribes got so weak, they went over there and just did what they did. They opportunists. You know what I'm saying? And these niggas over here do the same shit. If your nigga see somebody with something, they automatically want it. Oh, I'ma steal that nigga shit. Instead of going out trying to figure out how to get it for themselves, they figure out how they gonna try to take yours.
Right.
It's a collective consciousness.
Right. Right. It's a collective
consciousness.
You know, kind of educate everybody on that, Tyra, because people don't understand the way. Africa has been working for the longest and everything like that, and the shit that leaked over here, and this and everything. This is why there is cutthroats. This is why we step on each other's toes. This is why we don't respect each other like we should. And it's not
inherited.
From America. It's us overseas, and they bring that shit over here. And we so
dumbfounded.
Oh,
this shit go back to
antiquity.
This shit go back.
We so foolish as Americans, we pick the shit up.
Yep. I feel it's inherited, it's deep-rooted, you know what I'm saying? Because this shit go back thousands and thousands of years ago. You can all go all the way back to Egypt and see that Egypt and Nubia stayed beefed out. You know what I'm saying? And they right next door to each other. They stayed beefed out. This was way before colonialism and all that stuff. And if you look up caste system in Africa, you'll see it. And these dudes be out here calling themselves Moors. The Moors was the niggas that was bringing the slaves over here and coming over here, capturing people, selling them into slavery. You know what I'm saying? So, and even the word black, if you break it down, it means to be in lack, be lack, be in lack. Even the name that they've given us to identify ourselves is causing a perpetual state of nothingness. Like I said last week, what's the last thing niggas built? The pyramids. Because they backbiting and they backstabbing. Niggas always trying to one-up each other. Anything you can do, I can do it better. Okay, nigga, go do that shit better, but don't hate on my shit. Improve on it. You know what I'm saying? So you building a house, instead of somebody saying, oh, nigga, I'll help you go pick these bricks up, they going to come take your bricks. You know what I mean? It's
hold on, check this out. Real quick, check this out. I don't mean to cut you off and this and the other. I just got a hit from somebody that I ain't never known has been listening to my show. Rapper Yo Gotti is listening to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show and this, that, and the other, and he's out there in Memphis. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So big shout-out to my man Yo Gotti. I just played his song About Me, if I'm not mistaken. What does he play? What does he play? That's either he does that or fuck that bitch, one of them two or something like that and everything. But big shout out to him that's listening right now, you know what I mean? But like you've been saying, Tara, you know, it's a damn shame that we have to try and step on each other to come
all the
up.
Time.
I've never had to step on somebody to make my way. I've never had to sell somebody out to get ahead. I've always done it myself. It was always, you spoke on this a couple of days ago. You was asking, I asked you, I said, Tara, what should the black man do for 2014? You said, get active in your community and get active with these kids. You didn't say we needed to step on each other and cut each other's throat. You're too busy telling us how to work together in unity. This is what me and you have been talking about even before the morning show even started. Me and you was back and forth on Facebook and this, that, and the other. And you drop a lot of knowledge that goes over a lot of people's heads. You know what I'm saying? But it's something just
I'm a woman. I'm a woman. You know what I mean? And they think that a lot. It's a collective consciousness. That if a woman is strong or stands for herself or believes what she wants to believe or forms her own opinion, she's a bitch. You know what I mean?
Okay.
This patriarchal society we live in demonizes women so bad. And I broke some shit down, Fat Man, so hard about the picture of the womb, and they just transpired it into a picture of a devil, but I ain't even going to go into that. But American society, Western civilization believes that men are superior beings over women, that we're supposed to be subservient. So now they say feminism, white people made feminism, and now black women are picking up feminism, and they saying they don't need no man. And it basically started in the 70s. Well, all the men was pimping all the women, and at the women was like, you know what, fuck this shit. I'm going to take care of my kids. I'm going to do what I got to do, and I may have to raise them on my own. If a man is willing to be involved, then that's a fine thing, but I'm not going to not raise my children because your ass don't want to stand up and do what you need to do. I'm not going to not have a job because your ass won't take care of me. And now these men are mad or call us names or call us whatever they call – well, they call them, because when they call me anything, I'm going ham burger. You know what I mean? I'm going to shut them down from the root to the tutor. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not one of them, nigga. I got knowledge. I will outthink your ass with my mind closed. You know what I'm saying? But it's just the fact that everybody's trying to tear everybody down. No one's trying to build anyone up. It's just take, take, take. It's all take. Give me what you got and then give me some more. You know what I'm saying? And at some point, this shit has to stop. These white people looking at us laughing like we ain't got to kill them. They killing themselves. You know what I'm saying? We doing it to ourselves. Well, they doing it to themselves. I'm not including myself in that bullshit because it's some. All of us ain't like that. You know what I mean? Everybody's not like that. But as a collective, it's a dog-eat motherfucking dog world. You can look at it in these in the shit that you see on the news. When that girl, Renisha McBride, got killed, it was six people that got killed that same day. You only seen their story once. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This shit
yeah.
going on in Chicago, and you got these organizations, these Nation of Islam and Moorish Science Temple. What the fuck are you doing about these niggas killing these kids in the hood? I don't want to hear nothing about no motherfucking God, no belief system, none of that shit. What are you doing on a daily basis to stop the condition that you're complaining about? If not, have a tall glass and shut the fuck up.
Amen, 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 amen. I have my sister say that a man is not needed, he is wanted.
Exactly.
She said exactly.
Exactly.
My fellas,
some of these men, it's like some of these men know that it's so hard to get a man for some women that they can have her. And get no qualm about it. But if a woman has him, she's a hoe. So it's a double standard. You know what I mean? A woman,
yeah,
it's a journal truth that ain't I a woman and not strong as any man, can't I carry as much as any man? And women are demonized for standing on their own too. And these men, or she wear weave, or she got butt shots, or she got, did she bad? Nigga, did you bad? No. So shut the fuck up. The African men say, why the hell are men complaining about women's hairdos? That's woman's business.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's woman's business.
Right, well,
they say a black woman, blonde hair is blah-de-blah this. Well, nigga, I suggest you go look at the original aborigines in Australia who are melanated and they got blonde hair. And then they say women wear weaves and wigs. I suggest they take their ass to Egypt and look at all the wigs and weave and makeup they wore over there with their whole tapping asses.
Right. Now that's something that I had seen somebody had posted that up on Facebook and everything. Where you were speaking about Aborigines have blonde hair and blue eyes.
Yep. And they black,
you know,
as hell.
What I'm saying? And blonde hair, blue eyes, and it's dark as charcoal.
And they have nothing. It has nothing to do with inbreeding with the white race. It's a chemical called TYRP1. And white people with blonde hair and blue eyes lack that chemical. It's called tyrosine. How do I know it? Because my name's Tyra. It's called tyrosine, and they are void of that chemical. You know what I'm saying? The blonde aborigines have it. And it's a genetic mutation, but it ain't got nothing to do with inbreeding with no white people. So niggas be on this. Niggas be on, I know everything. Nigga, you don't know shit because you believe in what another nigga said. It's the telephone game. You know what I'm saying? One motherfucker say something that sound like some good shit, then everybody just get on the collective bandwagon and believe it. Most of the time, the shit ain't true.
Right.
Everything that's got to do with us ain't got to do with no white man. And a lot of shit niggas be doing and blaming the white man, they need to have a tall glass to shut the fuck up, pull your bootstraps up, and get out there and make life work. You don't like the way the shit going? Get off your ass and go out there and get involved.
Exactly. And I think that's the whole thing in a nutshell, is getting involved. But everybody is afraid to get involved. We got a new year coming up. 2014 is coming up. It's time to stop sitting on your ass, sitting on your hands, digging in your ass and all of that shit, and get up and get out and get involved in your community, in your neighborhood. See, this is what I do with my unsigned artists. You know what I'm saying? We get involved in the neighborhoods. We get out and we do things, just like I'm doing the toy drive with my unsigned artists and everything like that, which I've been doing a toy drive for the last 30 years. You know what I'm saying?
It's just now
that I'm involving the unsigned artists and things like that, so they can stop sitting on their ass talking shit and get out in the community, because that's what record labels are asking these artists these days. Are you involved in your community?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's what it's
about. And
when
an artist say no, when an artist go, no, I'm not involved in my community and this, that, and the other. Okay, so you're just about taking money. I'm not about taking money from my community. I'm not about taking money from an artist that's trying to make it and this, that, and the other. I'm an artist that's trying to make it. And I've had so many motherfuckers come to me and all they wanted was money. All they wanted was my money. All they wanted me to do was pay this type of fee to get this song done and studio time and all of this shit.
Old
school payola. Until I got smart. Exactly. Until I got smart and I started using my resources and trading goods. Whatever happened to the barter system? This is how America got made in the first place.
Exactly. You know what? It's also the law of karma. And I'm going to tell you this about myself. I get up every day and I feed the birds and the squirrels. I take my old bread and just, you know, give it to them. I give my old clothes away. Anything that I got extra that I don't need, I'm going to give it away because that generates new karma, brings things to you. And, I ain't had no money the other day, so I was frustrated, just like mad at the world because I ain't had no money because I spent my own shit. I still live in the kingdom of niggerdom, and it runs through my head sometimes. But I was complaining, and I was like, man, I'm finna go down the street and see if I won this TV. And bullshit you not, I went down there and I won it. I got five more of them, but it was just nice to have a new one. You know what I mean? Everything in my house, I barely bought anything. Either people gave it to me, I found it, or it just came to me because I give things out so I get things back. The earth is what people don't get a relationship with. Once you got a relationship with the earth and nature, you can get anything you want by thinking of it. Because it's laws. We're a collective mind state. Everybody on this planet is a collective mind state. And because people think a bunch of bullshit all day, the world is a bunch of bullshit. You know what I mean? It's a bunch of bullshit because everybody's sitting up thinking about how they're going to get the one up on the next man. And at the end of the day, nobody's getting anything. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Your thoughts create your reality. That's the bottom line, what you think. And, you know, people talk that shit about that nigga Pac, but he went out and he made what he made it do what it do. He is the epitome of the seven-day theory, meaning every day is open for game. Every single day, get up and do something that's going to make your life better in the future. It's not about sitting around watching these videos, watching TV, having the best car, because when you're dead, don't none of that shit apply. You know what I mean? But that child that you give that book to or that child you say hello to or that old person you help, that makes all the difference in the world. It's not about going out and finding homeless people and feeding them. It's about, you know, these women out here that are looking so hard for this love from these men. Why don't you put that same love into your sons? All that money you spending in the club, go donate that shit to your homegirl who baby ain't got no diapers. You know what I mean? Instead of laughing and cracking jokes about her, who knows? You know what I'm saying? Who knows what her life like? It is. You get the people who talking shit about the women who have a bunch of kids. Well, how do you know that this nigga wasn't whooping her ass and she had to leave him and do what she had to do? You know what I mean? People judge the books by their cover, and if you want a nigga not to know something, put it in the book, and people never hardly ever open up another person's book and see what's really going on in their life. They just look at, oh, I don't like her. Matter of fact, I got a spinoff of here, your show that you put me on called 1-800-COMPLAIN.com, and I got this character named Darshima Jones. And people will be able to call in and complain about the most random dumb shit, and I'm going to give them the most random wrong answer. Because that's what we complain. Niggas just complain. And she's 44, her daughter's 30, and she got a granddaughter that's 13. And I play all 10 of these characters. I got a girl that she named, one name is Pimp Isha. She pimp ink pens. She steal people ink pens all the time because she like to write. I got a gay one. He only gay in his bedroom. And I got a chick that she married herself. Then I got a teenager. She want to get pregnant when she's 14 so she can leave it with her parents. I got a chick named Hotip that she's one of them conscious. You know, I had a conscious dude be, see, my sister, blah, blah, blah. She just like that, but she a woman.
When did this show start,
on tomorrow at 12:30.
12:30 p.m. Y'all here. Tara, I got the new show coming out and everything. Y'all make sure you post it up on my wall, sweetie, so I can make sure I call into this one because I got to hear this.
Call Starshima and tell her your car, the oil light on your car, she'll say something like, oh, what you say, baby? The oil light on in your car. Okay, let me tell you, what you got to do is you got to get some sugar. and you put that sugar in your gas tank, and you let it sit. And then after you take the sugar, you honey and pour it in your radiator and turn the car on, and I guarantee you'll have to buy a new car tomorrow.
Y'all, this is Tyler Tyler, y'all. You got the fat man with your ass up boy the show. Sweetie, I appreciate you calling in and everything, and I will make sure you post that on my wall so everybody can see so we can support.
For sure. Thanks for letting me be here, my dude.
No problem, sweetie. No problem. I'll holler at you tomorrow. All
right.
That's my girl, Tara Tara, boy. I swear she's something else. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, it's 7:19 a.m. out here in Fort Irwin, California. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm still out here on the military base. Big shout-out to my man, Dion Mac Drizzy. He has his cousin, Yo Gotti, on the line with him, and they're listening to the show. Yo Gotti says that us as black people need to stay in our lane and do us. And build each other up. He keeps it real with his neighborhood, and he got a fan base from his school classmates and family, and just showed love to everybody, starting from mixtapes all his life. He sold drugs and invested his money in his own business. And he said, to say these rappers got to get their bar game up and stop talking about bitches and hoes, but money and positive moments. Yeah, that's true. That's true. They need to step the game up. That's from my man, Dion Mac Drizzy. Big shout out to my man, Yo Gotti, that's listening right now. You know what I'm saying and everything. So y'all just don't know how many people I get listening to this radio show and where they're coming from. You know what I'm saying? This show is being heard all the way in Johannesburg, Africa. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if this bitch-ass nigga named DJ So Hyphy is going to be able to reach to Johannesburg, Africa, with his new site, unsignedhypeworld.com, out of Las Vegas. So this bitch-ass nigga figure he going to take over for what the fuck I'm doing and this, that, and the other. Motherfucker, you'll never be like me. I'm the fucking original. When good Lord made me, he said that was enough. You know what I'm saying? And I've been doing Unsigned Hype for so long till you couldn't, if you wanted to catch up, you couldn't catch up, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I say, you know, when I see this nigga, I'm going to feed him a slow dick. That's what the fuck I'm going to do, and this, that, and the other. So everybody that's out there and everybody that's been listening to the show, everybody that's called in and voiced their opinion, I love everybody that's been riding with me and shit. Big shout-out to the Skull family out there, you know what I'm saying, out there in Denver, Colorado, that's always riding with me, my man D. Jones, Victor Fresco, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to all y'all, because this don't do nothing. This ain't going to stop me. This ain't going to do nothing but fuel me. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. So motherfuckers can do unsigned hype. It seems like everybody want to do unsigned hype. That's why I said fuck Hot 97.5 out there in fucking Las Vegas and fuck 88.1 out there in Las Vegas. Do I have to make it official? Yeah, I'm talking about DJ Thump and everybody else in that motherfucker. They can suck a slow dick, okay, as far as I'm fucking concerned. Big shout-out to my man Shooter Mac. Like I said, my nigga, when I get back, my dude, you know what I'm saying, I got you and everything like that, man. You know what I mean? Because I know how it feels to lose a loved one and everything like that, you know. My man Mac Drizzy said that he's in the office today getting people ready to file their taxes. Let the listeners know that if mentioned that they heard about Mac's tax service on the morning show, I will do their taxes for $175. Call from anywhere in the country, and we will prepare your taxes. Anybody that they refer to us will pay. We will pay $100 to them and $50 to you, the morning show. Call 702-643-TAX, T-A-X-X. That's 702-643-TAX. Y'all know it's tax season. Everybody want to get their money in this, that, and the other. Everybody looking at, you know, Black Friday was just last Friday and everything, and people was pissed off because it was like, damn, I ain't got no money, you know what I'm saying, for Black Friday and all of that, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's tax season time. So everybody get your shit, get your game up and this, that, and the other. And like I said, this goes out this goes out to this whack motherfucker, DJ Hyphy, who's trying to step on a nigga's toes. I can't do nothing, player, but give you your props. You my motherfucking nigga. Thank you.
I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, 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 my nigga.
First thing first, I love all my niggas. This rap shit cracked and I involve my niggas. You looking for some lean, let me call my niggas. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, smoke, some niggas drink, drink. Got niggas on the block with neglected on thing. That's a nigga back up, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, that ain't my nigga. Take a nigga case, shit, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, pass her to my nigga. Hit my first lick, pass with my nigga. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas.
Fuck them other niggas, and I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga,
dope boys, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
Rich homie, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
It's the motherfucking world. You know I'm down with the niggas down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my nigga sipping on a half a beat. When we used to hit a wall and buy everything we see. Me and my down ass nigga getting twisted. Nigga get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. You know I fuck with you the long way, my nigga. So when I see you out, I'm like, hey, my nigga. Act right by the case, my nigga. Drink the act right and get straight with my nigga. Me and my nigga riding dirty, try to chase them figures.
Who got the L?
Don't matter.
Don't say it. I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, YG, my nigga, YG. Ain't going in, ain't trying to leave my nigga. Stop seeing me and won't believe what a nigga. But I wanna know from go to kill my nigga. My niggas, my niggas. I need a set of wings, cause I'm too fly, nigga. Tell them all about my business like a suit and tie, nigga. I ride for my niggas. Then I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga, 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 my
nigga. Short of diamonds.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm having problems. May I speak to one of you guys to come out here and spray?
One moment. Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I'm having problems at my home. Do roaches fly?
Do roaches fly?
Roaches.
Yes.
Yes, I was out there watering my flowers and things, and I came in the house and two roaches was mating. They were stuck, and I stepped on the female and killed her and slid on the floor. And the male roach got mad and went to flying and started trying to attack me. I need somebody to come out here and spray.
What's your address, ma'am?
Hold on. Oh, Jesus, that go head come. Hold on. Oh! Oh! Ah! 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 Somebody Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Can you come out here and spray? I'm on 63rd Street in Brooklyn.
Where?
Can you write my phone number down?
What's your phone number?
777-9311.
Uh-huh. What's your name?
What time can y'all get somebody out here?
What's your name?
Bernice Jenkins.
Bernice Jenkins?
Uh-huh.
What's your address?
What time? Jesus. Oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. I just fell out this chair. Oh, Jesus. Hello? Hello?
Yo, what's going on? You got your boy Pat Van Effie. Every time I hear that shit, it tickles the fuck out of me. And everything. 7:30 a.m. out here, y'all. You know what I'm saying? 43 degrees is going to be fair today with the high of 64 today. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been watching too many games over the weekend. You know what I'm saying? But they say we got the it seems like Portland in the NBA over the weekend. Portland beat the shit out of L.A., you know what I'm saying, 114-108. And it seems like in NFL, the New York Giants kicked the Washington Redskins ass 24-17. Denver and KC 35-28. You know what I'm saying? Crazy ass scores and everything. Let me see. Let me get some more scores for you. NFL, we got the Atlanta and Buffalo 34-31, the final in OT. Okay, now just to let y'all know, I do not watch this shit. I don't watch football or no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I count money and pat ass. That's what I do. You know what I'm saying? I'll bet on a game, but I won't watch this shit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm giving y'all scores and really not even giving a fuck about the scores that I'm giving you. Anyway, let's see. What is this? In another overtime, Chicago and Minnesota, 20-23. Minnesota whoops Chicago's ass. Chicago Bears, 23 is the final score, you know what I'm saying, in overtime. I don't know. Is this basketball? This is NFL. In overtime, you know what I'm saying? Tampa Bay in Carolina, 6-27. Carolina just walked all over Tampa Bay. Damn, it must have been an off season for them or some shit. I don't know, but damn, y'all got their asses handed to you. Tennessee and Indianapolis, final score, Indianapolis 22, Tennessee 14, okay? And like I said, in an NBA, we got, let's see, I think tonight at 9 o'clock, we got Houston versus Utah. At 10 p.m., we got Indiana versus Portland. And at 8 p.m., we got New Orleans versus the Chicago Bulls. So everybody get your shit together because, you know, they got football tonight and everything. So everything is all good. Now, I was reading something in our national news. Well, you know, they got shit in here. It says, Kim Kardashian goes without underwear, takes bathroom selfie with Kanye West. Okay. All right, so Kim Kardashian is pulling her drawers off in the bathroom and shit, and, you know, and with Kanye, I swear, Kanye looked like the biggest bitch-ass nigga that you could ever see. They standing here in the bathroom. He's standing behind her like, I mean, there is no words for him. It says, bathroom buddies, Kim Kardashian dresses to impress at her fiancé Kanye West concert in Miami and decided to show the world in several Instagram photos on Friday, November 29th, the Keeping Up with the Kardashians reality show wore a tight-fitted LBD dress for the big night and even took one selfie next to West in the bathroom before his set. My thing is this, you know, and that don't look like Kanye West, baby. This is Northwest cutest baby moment. Okay, that don't look like Kanye West, baby. And instead, you know, that baby look like Ray J. I keep telling y'all this shit, you know. But anyway, like I said, I don't know what chemistry Kim Kardashian and Kanye West could possibly have but a bank account. I don't see him. He don't look like he got hella game. He don't look like he could come up and, you know, he could talk a woman out of panties or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know
how that happened, but I'm pretty sure once he go broke, she's gone, okay? I'm pretty sure of that. Magic Johnson opens up about his gay son. Well, apple don't fall far from the tree, huh? And everything. And it said, you know what I'm saying? Okay, let's peep into this shit, okay? Magic Johnson wants to open up and talk about his gay son and everything, all right? It says on Oprah's Next Chapter Sunday, Winfrey, hold on, I got some shit going on here and everything. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. Anyway, it says, let me get off this motherfucking page and shit. That's what I need to do. And everything. But it says that, you know, on the Oprah Winfrey Show, I told you my sister got me in front of this big 50-screen-inch TV and this and the other day on my radio show and everything. So everything is in bright-ass color and shit. It's real big and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But Magic Johnson opens up about his gay son. Okay, like I said, so he's going to be on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and they're going to talk about his gay son and this and the other. I wonder how long has that been a secret? And like I said, if that's the case, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So maybe Mr. Magic Johnson may reveal something about his private life. We don't know, but we gonna see and everything, all right? Michael Jordan's wife, Yvette, is expecting their first child 7 months after tying the knot. Okay, then. Michael Jordan, he ain't playing. And this, then, the other. This is Michael Jordan and his wife of 7 months, Yvette, are expecting their first child together. His rep confirms to U.S. Weekly, Jordan already has three children with his ex-wife, Juanita. That's a black name. When you get a sister named Juanita, you have to kind of watch out and everything, you know what I'm saying? In other news, it was something on here that I was reading earlier today. I'm gonna see if earlier this morning. I'm gonna see if I can find it. They said something as stupid as your cat is not really paying you any attention. Here it is. Okay, your cat. Let me. It says your cat really doesn't care what you have to say. Studies show. This is some old white folks shit. This is white folks, okay? Don't know niggas give a fuck about what a cat is thinking. 9 times out of 10, a nigga is kicking the cat or throwing a cat over a house. They ain't trying to worry about what the fuck is a cat thinking about. Does your cat really care about what you have to say? Fuck no, you don't really care about what we have to say. It's pet owners who have a sneaky suspicion that their cats aren't interested in them. Maybe onto something. Recently researchers found that even though cats can differentiate between their owner's voice and the sound of a stranger's, they possess more of a don't care attitude, right, when it comes to responding. In other words, they don't give a fuck about what the fuck we say, and that's in other words and shit. We ain't even gonna read this bullshit, but I just wanted to let y'all know what white folks are doing, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So, your cat ain't really giving a fuck about what you're saying and fuck about thinking and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So, I swear, boy, white folks, boy, y'all come up with some humdingers. I swear, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I have to put this little joint on blast today. Went and got something to eat over the weekend at this little small place up in Barstow called Pookie's, but he spelled it Porky's, this, that, and the other, but it was really spelled Pookie's, okay? I'm a fan of Kitchen Nightmares. I don't know if anybody watches that shit, this, that, and the other, but I'm a big fan of Kitchen Nightmares, you know what I'm saying? And when I ate at that place, I got fucking sick as a dog, just like fucking Kitchen Nightmares, you know what I'm saying? People, please be careful when you're going out to these fast food places and these restaurants. I rarely eat in restaurants anymore because I've been a professional chef for over 25 years. I know what goes on in the back of a restaurant. Let me put you up on some game. There is a rule that we have in the kitchen. And next I'm going to get my nephew because he's following in his uncle's footsteps. God bless him. He wants to be a chef. So he's one of the mess cooks out here on the base. In a kitchen, we have a five-second rule. If anything hits the floor, we have 5 seconds to pick it up and put it back in the pan, okay?
That's the five-second rule. All right there. When you watch these kitchen nightmares and you're seeing all this frozen food and stuff getting packed away and things going in that walk-in and this, that, and the other, that is true shit. You know what I'm saying? That is real shit. That is not somebody faking the funk or anything like that. That is real shit. You know what I mean? Because I've worked in restaurants and in places to where you have to go in those walk-ins and you have to clean out everything. You have to take out all the food under those little reach-in refrigerators. You have to clean the grill. You have to clean your broiler. You have to clean your deep fryer. Okay? We had an incident in one restaurant. I ain't going to name no names and this, that, and the other, but I think it was called the Pepper Mill on Las Vegas Boulevard. We had a problem to where one night I cleaned the deep fryer, and when I cleaned out the bottom of the deep fryer, I'm scraping all the excess flour and grease, and I scraped something up out of the bottom that had little bitty feet and a tail. Now, I don't know how this mouse got in the deep fryer. Didn't nobody see this motherfucker frying in the deep fryer or whatever, but didn't nobody even bother to clean the deep fryer out, let alone know that there was a mouse in the bottom of a deep fryer. That is some nasty shit. I didn't know or don't know how long that they've been serving French fries and onion rings and mozzarella sticks and all types of shit, frying it in that grease. When you go to restaurants and things like that, ask for fresh food. Don't take for what they got. Ask what the cook is back there cooking, what's the special. And if push comes to shove, ask to see the chef, and you ask him, is this fresh? Meatloaf is usually not fresh. Everything needs to be cooked daily. If your food comes out and it has a funny smell to it, don't eat it. Send it back, okay? I also got food poisoning from another place in Las Vegas, Nevada, that we not going to mention. I think it was the Orleans Hotel and Casino on Tropicana, and this and the other, gave me bad food poisoning, sent me to the hospital for a week. People, watch what you're eating. Watch what you're doing, okay? Watch anything in a restaurant, the waiter, the waitress. Sometimes you could go to a restaurant and the waitress be so fucked up and so full of shit, you don't want to get no food out of there. If you get a waitress with a fucked up ass attitude, leave it. Leave it the fuck alone. Leave that place. Talk to the owner. Make sure you complain. A closed mouth does not get fed, okay? You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure that y'all remember that and watch out for what's being cooked in these kitchens, because you never know what you could be eating. You never know if that person is clean enough. You never know if that kitchen is clean enough. Make sure you ask questions. Make sure you look around and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's just a little fat man too, dude, because I've been sitting here and this, that, and the other, and my stomach been toe up and all of that. So big shout out to Pookie's out there in Barstow that's serving fucked up ass, rancid ass food and everything like that. If I had the motherfucker's number, I would make a prank phone call to his ass right now. I swear for God I would and everything. You got the fat man up in here, 7:42 a.m. out here in California and this, that, and the other. Everybody hit me up and said, damn, today's show must have been putting niggas' ass on blast. Yeah, you damn right. Today's show was brought to you by the letters B-U-S-T-A, Buster. That's today's word for the morning show today. It's the Buster. We put their ass on blast on the Buster Report. So big shout out to everybody. I got people calling in from I even got people calling in from Detroit. I even got a number from Detroit, 839-1619. I think I know who number that is and everything like that. I think that's my brother out there. He's probably listening to me this morning and everything like that, because he know how his little brother is. He know I will put a motherfucker's ass on blast in a minute and shit, you know what I'm saying? And he know what I'm talking about as far as dick-riding ass motherfuckers that can't be creative enough to get their own shit started, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, y'all, 7:43 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. We gonna come right back. I gotta pay some bills, and we'll be right back, y'all, with some more Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show.
Baby, 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 you got that. I'm coming home early. Cause girl, my body's yearning for what you did last night. Cause when you did it, ooh, it didn't make no sense. Girl, you know that you sure got a looking fit. Cause you got that. Damn, it's too good. I don't deserve it kind of love. The girl I'm calling is sick to work kind of love. The sweaty, funky, dope kind of love. That's what you got. That call of the night kind of love. The girl slow down. I'm about to bust kind of love. The don't stop, girl, get it kind of love. The bag it up, break it off, headboard knocking kind of love. That's what you got. See what I was feeling. Cause girl, when I'm inside you, girl, I'm so complete. So when we're apart, I'm only half the man that I am with you. And it's you that I need. And all of that, damn, it's too good. I don't deserve it kind of love. The girl I'm calling and sick to work kind of love. The sweaty, funky, dope kind of love. That's what you got. That call of the night kind of love. The girl so down, I'm about to bust kind of love. The don't stop, girl, get it kind of love. The bag it up, break it off, headboard knocking kind of love. What you got?
All black at the white shows, white shoes at the black shows, green car for the Cuban links,
Y'all sit back and enjoy the light show. Nothing exceeds like a set. South guy, gal from having the best of the best. Is this what it's all about? I'm at the rest. The brunt, my rent, serving the guests. Years of distress, tears on the dress. Try to hide a face with the makeup sex. This is trouble season. Time for tuxedos for no reason. All saints for my angel. Alexander Wang too. Tight, tight denim and some dunks. I show you how to do this, young, no papers, catch papers, get high, out Vegas, Tuesdays on doubles, ain't looking for trouble, you just got good genes, so a dude trying to cuff you, tell your mother that I love her, cause I love you, tell your father we go father as a couple, they ain't lose a daughter, got a son, I show you how to do this, hun,
As long as I catch my suit tonight, I'ma leave it up on the floor tonight, baby got fixed up suit tonight, let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the head tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love, love, love. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Hey.
What's going on? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. 7:51 a.m. out here in Fort Irwin, California. Out here on the military base, you know what I'm saying, with my family. That was my man Justin Timberlake on that super top shit. I want to give a big shout out to everybody that was rolling with me this morning and listening to me rant. That's exactly what the fuck it was. It was me ranting this morning, you know what I'm saying. The moral to the story is this. You know, people work hard to brand and merchandise and get their brand going and everything like that when they're trying to do something and make a difference in this place that we call Earth. I ain't going to say Earth, but in this place that we call Earth, you know what I'm saying? So when you get a bitch-ass motherfucker that come behind you and he want to start branding your shit, or he's been watching you in the background and then all of a sudden he wants to break out the same shit that you're doing, figuring it's going to be better, you can't build a better product than the product, the original product that's making progress. How do you expect to make progress if you don't regress to the person that's making the progress in the first place? I know that may sound confusing, but it makes sense to me. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is this, you know, to DJ So Hypey out there, you bitch-ass nigga, congratulations. You do your damn thing, player, because I tell you one thing. I'm a nigga from the D, and this is a small world. And where we come from, we believe in talking to people and asking a motherfucker, why? Why did you want to do that shit? What made you figure that you was going to be able to take some shit that I created and put it in your name, put your stamp on it, and try and push it? Yeah, when it's all said and done, what this guy is trying to do, he's trying to make money. He's not doing this because of the passion that he has for unsigned artists. He's not doing this because of he sees the void in Las Vegas to bring artists together in unity and unify and have artists work together. He's looking at it as a way of getting more money out of an artist. So this is why he makes all of these hellified offers and the 100,000 email blasts and this, that, and the other and everything. And then in the bottom it says, yes, for a fee – in a package. He's selling promo packages. First of all, I don't charge artists to play their music on my radio show, especially Las Vegas artists, because we are trying to create a movement. We are trying to bring unity back in our unsigned artist community. If that was the case, then I should have been like all these other bitch motherfuckers and just started charging motherfuckers $5, $10, $2, whatever the fuck I could get just to play their music on my radio show. I play their music on my radio show because I believe in what the artist is doing. I play their music on my radio show because I see the artist is hungry and he's out there doing something. I play the music on my radio show because I actually believe in the artist and I actually like their music. I don't look as an artist. I don't look at an artist with a dollar sign, but maybe I should, because it seems like a lot of you weak-ass artists only respond to weak motherfuckers like that that's going to put a price on something, and it's supposed to try and help you. It's supposed to be good for you. You know what I'm saying? When a major label comes and looks for an artist and finds an artist, they don't charge an artist to get on a record label. They do that because they
they're interested in the artist's talent. All you whack motherfucking independent labels out here that's charging artists and everything, and all you stupid-ass artists that's paying a label to rock their logo so you can put it on your CD, that's some bitch-made shit right there. You know what I'm saying? Because if that's the case, why don't you be creative enough, get your own label, your own logo, and start your own shit? Stop dick riding off another motherfucker's shit. You know what I'm saying? You buster ass, bitch ass nigga. And I'm going to keep calling him that shit. I'm going to call him that shit. And you too, Mr. Tone the manager, pay me my fucking money, nigga. Yeah, I put that shit on your Facebook comment and shit like that. You promoting your shit and this, that, and the other. Fuck you. Pay me, nigga. I'm tired of being nice to you motherfuckers and this, that, and the other. And I'm doing these shows and I'm hosting these shows and everything. And you can't even return the favor or return respect by paying a man. Everybody figure they're doing me a fucking favor. You're not doing me a fucking favor. How the fuck are you doing me a fucking favor and I'm playing your music on worldwide internet that's heard all over the world in fucking Johannesburg, Africa, in fucking Sydney, Australia, and big shout out to all my people that's logged in right now in London, England. I think I'm giving you a little bit more than 100,000 people email blast or this, that, and the other. I'm giving you exposure. The world is hearing your music, not some bitch-ass DJ that just want to get your music and probably wind up selling it, putting it on a mixtape and everything like that. I give the artist a chance to get these mixtapes. I give them a copy of their mixtape and everything like that so we all can get money. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I need to recheck my shit. Maybe I'm being just too fucking nice. But sometimes... yeah, that's that bitch-ass nigga. And he got a little countdown to his little website and all of that shit. So don't get me wrong, player. I give you your props. You doing your damn thing. You doing your damn thing. Because I done pulled up your little website and all that shit. He got the little countdown on it and this, that, and the other. It's all right, my player. That's all right. But realize this. Vegas is small. Vegas is in a circle. You may not see me today. You may not see me tomorrow. You may not see me next month. But trust me, motherfucker, you will run across my fat ass. Trust me, motherfucker, somebody, we're going to be in the same building, and they're going to go, fat man, they go DJ so hypey and this, that, and the other. Wasn't that the nigga you was talking about on your radio show? And trust me, nigga, trust and believe, I'm going to come see you. And I'm going to talk to you like a man supposed to talk to you. We ain't going to do none of this bitch-ass shit. We ain't going to do none of this let's step outside shit because it ain't worth all of that. Because I got goons too, nigga, to let you know. So, on that note, y'all have a good day. Love, peace, and chicken grease. Take care of one another. God bless. And I will see y'all motherfuckers tomorrow morning. But just know one motherfucking thing, and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? That when it's all said and done, you won't even know it.
You don't even know it. Oh, I glad. Flat and only. You know what I'm saying? It's $1,000 pair of shoes. You don't even know. It's $1,000 pack lane. You don't even know. Just $500,000 car. You don't even know. I came up from bottom. You don't even know. All ride right with me, you don't need no. Got killers with me right now, you don't need no. This $1 million watch, you don't need no. Got $1 million clip, you don't need no.
Hey, that monster truck, sit tall, so big, can't even tow it. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more it. Tip done, period, look high, glow, no, we don't do more it. It ain't PJ, no rosé for me, don't even pour it. Bets on Tom Ford, button down Michael Kors, always on like the refrigerator, unplugged them, you know it. AP and that P gate with a bright lean when I'm bored. Got a masterpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, Floyd, TVC front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's down on Black Lane, you don't even know. Just have me in a car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. My child alright with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, you don't even know.
We got a lot of men. If you see me, got a problem, run up on me like you want a guarantee. We gonna solve him. He'll be thinking someone shot him. Hit him with a bottle, I'ma let him have it. Started from the bottom, now my diamonds look like autumn. And police don't even call him. It's a milli if you call him. Presidential rollie, it's a ticket if you want it. And I showed you little new, but you can get it if you want it. Woo! Woo! U-O-E-N-O. That good weed, you don't even blow. See, I drank so much Bombay in here tonight, can't even drive. And that here feels so good to me that I can't even lie. See me all up on the curb, you think I'm drunk the way I'm swerving. See you ask how much it cost you, it's got a lot of nerves. So much money on the motherfucking bottles up in here, I got nervous. Order more car service, Phantom Rolls Royce curtains. Rolling more and that's curtains. Young Khalifa, that's curtains. And Taylor Gang, we worship.
It's down all the best shoes, you don't even know. It's down all the best lean, you don't even know. Just have me in a car, you don't even know. I came up from the bottom, you don't even know. My child alright with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, you don't even know. Got $1 million quick, you don't even know it. We turned up every day, you don't even know it. Got your dog with me right now, you don't even know it. We turn up in the club, you don't even know it. Got a hundred bottles coming, you don't even know it. We came up from that, you don't even know it. Driving half a $1 million car, you don't even know it.
Shoes, you don't even know. It's down all the path lane, you don't even know.